If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. In a recent case before the Bombay High Court, which concerned a writ petition filed by NDTV, challenging certain FEMA proceedings initiated against it by the Enforcement Directorate, the counsel for the Enforcement Directorate, Mr. Senior Advocate Venkatesh Don, he presented a sealed envelope to the Bombay High Court. He said it contained evidence on the basis of which these FEMA proceedings had been initiated against NDTV by the Enforcement Directorate. The senior advocate, in his wisdom, requested the court not to share this evidence with the petitioner, which here happens to be NDTV, because the investigations were going on and it would be to the prejudice of the investigations that were going on. In its wisdom, the Bombay High Court, in its order passed on 26th June 2018, has discussed a particular evidence which was there in the sealed envelope. And what was this evidence? This evidence is a letter dated 26th January 2015, written by the former Super Corp KPS Gill to the Finance Minister of India. He writes in this letter about the misdeeds and the giant corruption related to the former finance minister, Mr. P. Chidambaram. He demands a probe. KPS Gill demands a probe in the receipt of an alleged bribe of 5,000 crores received by Mr. Chidambaram in the 2G telecom case. It also talks about a bribe of 1,200 crores received by him in the 24,000 Enron double case, where he has already been indicted, says the letter. The letter also then mentions that these amounts were laundered. These amounts that Mr. Chidambaram received were laundered and handled through the overseas subsidiaries of NDTV, which are a matter of the said FEMA investigation by ED. He also points out the fact that certain senior IRS officers have been helping Mr. P. Chidambaram to launder all these proceeds and to also somehow thwart the investigation proceeds that were going on. The letter of KPS Gill, which contains serious allegations, also then gives the details of the manner and mode in which the bribes were received by Mr. P. Chidambaram or his cronies. It also then mentions the fact that certain IRS officers are being pressurized by Mr. Chidambaram. They were even being pressurized by him when he was in power to scuttle the entire investigation probe that has been going on, especially mentioning an ongoing successful probe that was conducted by one senior IRS officer called Mr. S.K. Srivastava, who very successfully proved a case of money laundering to the tune of $427 million by the NDTV in the matter of these amounts received by Mr. P. Chidambaram by way of bribes. It further mentions and it demands that these officers need to be severely investigated. And what are these IRS officers up to who are hand in glove with Mr. Chidambaram and who have been beneficiaries? Mr. KPS Gill alleges that these IRS officers have been beneficiaries of corruption, money laundering and tax evasion of a mega scale conducted by Mr. Chidambaram. And so they are the interested parties who are very keen that the investigation stops, and for which he points out they have resorted to filing of a PIL, a public interest litigation, in the Supreme Court, somehow to delay this entire probe and investigation going on. KPS Gill's allegations finally come down to the Aircel Maxis case, in which there has been direct incriminating evidence found against Mr. Chidambaram in the way he ensured that FIPB was bypassed and a clearance was given to the FDI received by ASL Maxis in this particular case. The entire story looks to be incriminating. Of course, let me point this out to you that at this stage, these are mere allegations. These are allegations which are under investigation by the highest investigative agencies and regulators of India, which includes the Reserve Bank, SEBI, CBI, SFIO, etc. These particular investigations finally have been somehow or the other coming down to the ASL Maxis case, which is at a very advanced stage of investigation, but the Chidambarams have been using every possible trick in the armory to thwart the investigation, to delay it, and to somehow scuttle the entire process of investigation. Being a senior advocate, there is no shortage of tricks, ingenious tactics that would be there to use the judiciary process to delay the entire investigation, and in which it is very clear that the FIPB rules were very clearly bypassed. What remains to be seen is whether there is going to be substance in these allegations of Mr. KPS Gill and whether his request is leading to a serious investigation leading to the framing of charges against Mr. Chidambaram on such serious allegations of receipt of huge bribes by a very, very senior minister in the UPA government. An interesting point to be noted here is that, like in the case of the Radia tapes, even here, there's a very direct nexus between the top media houses of the country, very senior politicians and ministers, and they've all together been into it. In the case of the Radia tapes, it was found that there was a very direct connect between Neera Radia, the telecom minister, various other ministers, and media personalities. And even in the case of Mr. Chidambaram, there is a very clear case. There are very clear allegations which are under investigation, and we said, which involve a very senior minister and a media house. It is a pity that the best legal brains are working overtime to scuttle this investigation and not let the truth ever come out. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.